Hey, I appreciate so much when I hear about people finding solutions to some of the challenges they're having on our website. You know, so often people come up and go, hey, I was Googling this and this, and the very first two or three things that came up on Google was today's homeowner. And they act surprised. And I go, why are you surprised? We've been putting content up there and information up there for homeowners for 20 years. So you pretty much skip Google and go straight to today's homeowner and be able to see over 4,000 videos, over 3,000 articles, lots of pictures, lots of things there, calculators, a little bit of everything. And it's really exciting because in about 6 weeks, the site will actually undergo a big transformation to make it even easier to use. And we'll be putting up about another 100 episodes of today's homeowner television show right there. So make sure you drop by todayshomeowner.com. Another thing you'll see, there's a very popular segment of our website called Simple Solutions, where you'll see almost 500 one-minute video pieces that Joe has shared with us, a lot of different simple solutions. So it's really cool for us to be able to hear a little on the radio each week. What do you have, Joe?
Okay. In fact, this simple solution we did shoot a video of, and you can find it online, and it's how to remove candle wax that has dripped on a table or a wooden floor or any other similar surface. And what you don't want to do is scrape it up and damage the surface. So here's what you do. First thing you do is take a plastic Ziploc bag, like a 1 gallon size Ziploc bag, fill it with ice cubes and set it on the wax. What you're trying to do is get that wax as cold and as hard as possible. Trying to remove wet, you would think when the wax is still a little melted and soft, it'd be easy to remove, but it winds up smearing and getting into the wood grain. So just basically you want to almost freeze it with this ice bag. You only have to leave it on for maybe 5 minutes or so. And then you can scrape it off. What you want to use is, don't use a butter knife or metal tool of any sort. You want a plastic putty knife. You can even try a spatula from the kitchen as long as it's plastic. But what you want to do is take the edge of that tool and just hit that wax pretty hard, and you'll see it'll pop right off. If it's cold enough, it'll just pop right off. There'll be very little wax residue left, and what is left, you can just buff off with a cloth, a white cloth, or even a paper towel, and that's all there is to it. Get it nice and cold, and just pop it off with a plastic putty knife or spatula.
People all over America right now, headed to the pantry to grab that Ziploc baggie. Get a little ice and head over to that table, because they've had it covered up with a coaster now for several months. And they said, I'm going to figure out how to get that off so my wife doesn't know anything about it. And so now we've saved a lot of men out there that been sloppy.
So
that's good.
Yeah, men being sloppy, that's a daily occurrence.
Yeah, exactly. But we're glad to be able to bring you just all kinds of information here. Wow, over this last couple hours, we have just been all over the country. We've dealt with a lot of different subjects, and we try to put in as much information for you during this time. Your time's valuable, and we know it, and we appreciate it. So that's why we don't want to ramble around a lot. We want to be able to give you a lot of things that you can really use around your house. And if we're not covering something that you want us to cover, of course, the Today's Homeowner Hotline is there for you right now. 800-946-4420.